It's the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn about a multi-state approach to farming conservation through a nearly $14 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture seeking to improve water quality and soil health on farmlands in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Heidi Peterson leads the Sand County Foundation's agricultural conservation team and sets the direction of the organization's strategic research. Heidi, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
The Sand County Foundation supports voluntary conservation by private landowners. Let's talk about that distinction. How receptive are farmers and ranchers to adopting the practices that you promote?
Well, I think you have to realize it's all about their livelihood. And most farmers and ranchers across the nation, you know, they're thinking about how they can preserve their land for the next generation. And so most of the hesitation to adopt a new practice comes from the unknowns. And that's what we're all about at Sand County Foundation, is setting up demonstrations so that we can break down the barriers to adoption and let farmers feel more comfortable with trying something new on their land and seeing how they will be able to benefit both through the environmental benefits and also their productivity.
And farmers have been trying new things on their land since 2016, when the Wisconsin producer-led watershed protection grant program started. The number of watershed groups that received the grant nearly tripled. Why is coordinating efforts at the watershed level particularly helpful?
One of the reasons we really enjoy working at the watershed level, specifically with these watershed groups, is that you're able to understand the direct benefit to your region. When you're working in a watershed, you see the resources that you're affecting. And so it puts it into perspective. And everybody wants clean water. Everybody wants to be able to enjoy the opportunity to take their children or grandchildren out to the lake to swim, or to have access to clean drinking water. So this is part of why working at the watershed level is really important and impactful.
And farmers having to band together, right? They create groups in the watersheds. They have to really work shoulder to shoulder. I wonder, what is the significance of farmers needing to work together to unlock grants?
So right now in Wisconsin, the DATCAP, the Department of Ag's producer-led groups, they have moved forward to launch 47 supported watershed groups, and these are specifically the farmers and that are coming together. And the benefit of working together as a group is that they're learning from each other. It's a peer-to-peer network. They can have maybe an expert within their community that has really understood how to implement cover crops, or what timing, you know, when should we get out there and plant, or at what stage should the crops go in. And this is an opportunity to learn from each other and have that support network. So when you come together and you have within the producer-led groups of Wisconsin, to form an official group, you need at least 5 collaborating farmers. When you get those 5 farmers together, and you put your heads together to figure out what are the issues we want to address and how can we put incentives together to get more farmers within our watershed on board, it's really successful, and it really builds that network of trust.
You mentioned cover crops. What projects are these grants being spent on? What is the money going toward?
So cover crops in particular is one of the hot topics, I would say, amongst the watershed groups. And it's looking at some of the cost share around the seed costs. So it is an investment by the farmer to purchase that That seed. And so each group gets to identify what they want their grant to go towards. Sometimes it's speakers, sometimes it's the incentive for the seed purchase. But I think by having that opportunity to just try something new and get your foot in the door, it doesn't have to be the entire farm. It could be an acre to begin with and just see how it works. That's how you get started. It's baby steps, and cover crops is a great way to try it.
And meanwhile, the Sand County Foundation has awarded nearly $14 million in federal grants intended to start farmer-driven watershed groups regionally, Illinois, expanding them in Iowa and Wisconsin. What lessons can our Wisconsin neighbors learn from Wisconsin's conservation efforts and vice versa?
Well, it definitely is an opportunity to scale up conservation adaptation, because when you are working together as a peer network and you have the resources for technical assistance, that is how you're going to engage more of the late adopters. There are a lot of farmers that are already using reduced tillage, cover crops, and so we've seen that through Wisconsin's program, which, again, this is the first state and only state in the nation that has a program like this. And so if we can show other states that it's an important investment, and again, it's an investment by the state government to fund these watershed groups, it's how you're going to move the needle toward achieving these environmental goals, especially with water quality and addressing the Mississippi River Basin targets. And so if we can get some of the groups started in Illinois and Iowa and show the interest by the farmers and the enthusiasm to learn from each other, that's what's going to make the difference, and to allow these programs to continue to have the success and the support needed.
And water quality, watershed, soil health, they know no state boundaries, right? Just because there is a state boundary line, you can still, those watersheds continue regardless.
Exactly. And then you think about the benefits downstream, and that's what is really, really exciting when we look at the changes that we can address at the private level with these farmers and on the farmland. The benefits that we will end up seeing downstream is reduced flooding, again, improvement in water quality. We're going to see the habitat for, pollinators and wildlife starting to flourish. And so this is definitely a community effort. It's all hands on deck, and it's amazing that Wisconsin was the leader, to initiate a program like this.
Heidi Peterson is Vice President of Agricultural Research and Conservation at Sand County Foundation. That's a nonprofit environmental conservation organization based in Madison. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We explore Sand County Foundation's new efforts to improve water and soil quality as part of farmer-led conservation initiatives in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. The nearly $14 million grant is through the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and Heidi Peterson leads the Sand County Foundation's agricultural conservation team. Be part of the conversation. You can call in with a question. Share your perspective at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Heidi, let's address compliance issues. The foundation emphasizing it supports voluntary conservation by farmers and ranchers. What is the organization's position on conservation compliance or federal mandates that tie commodity and crop insurance subsidies to soil and wetland and grassland conservation?
From my experience working directly on the land with farmers, we are seeing that there are a lot of farmers who want to care for their land and live out their land ethic, even without the need for, the federal cost share programs. They definitely make a difference to, support the costs of the conservation practices, but the farmers are motivated to do practices, implement change on their land so that they continue to have the productivity that they need to be able to run their business. Farmers can't be green if they're in the red. And so making sure that the conservation strategies that they implement have that economic sense is important. And so the programs like crop insurance, they're there to support the unknowns. Mother Nature doesn't have a guidebook that the farmers can go from to understand what's going to happen tomorrow. And so every detail of farming and managing that land is at the mercy of Mother Nature in terms of when it's going to rain and how much it's going to rain. And so we're at a critical point in time where we're having more extreme rainfall events and they're happening more frequently. And so the farmers are having to make quick decisions to understand how to manage their land. And so having the programs like the crop insurance, it's to help we're at, this critical time of climate shifting and the extreme rainfall.
And certainly, too, as farmers address their land, they have to also decide whether even to sell it or to keep it in, right, in production. And the ability to keep it in production versus the attraction of selling it off to developers. Is that a difficult issue?
I think it's one that many farmers are faced with. They want to be able to keep the land in production for the next generation. And if there isn't a next generation, within their own family, there's been a lot of interest in passing the land along to other beginning farmers. Our demographics of farming is changing, and being able to provide access to land and affordable land is a really important topic for discussion. I know it's a challenge to see how do we continue to make a return on our investment at the farm scale.
We're talking about future steps in watershed conservation in Wisconsin and beyond. Heidi Peterson of the Sand County Foundation is our guide. You can join in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Heidi, last week, one of our callers expressed concern about solar farms taking up large tracts of land out of production as farmland, and specifically in Washara County. And I understand you're in contact with landowners in that area wanting to raise crops and graze livestock under solar panels. Does solar power fit with the conservation mission of your foundation?
What we have been working on recently is a program around agrivoltaics. And so there are opportunities when you want to continue to farm, but you're looking for an additional income. and you bring solar panels onto your farm, you can still manage that land and think about conservation. And so being able to either implement pollinator habitat underneath the solar panels, you can graze sheep or chickens underneath those solar panels. And so there's a way to find a balance. And that's what we want to do as an organization, is see what that balance is and understand how we can manage the land so that as we see more adoption of the solar panels and solar power across the nation, how can we do it in a way that's creating an opportunity for farmers to continue to utilize that land in a sustainable way.
In our last moments together, how do watershed groups quantify the effectiveness of their efforts to improve water quality and to improve soil health?
That's a great question, Kate. So what we have been doing to assist the farmer-led groups is, and we'll do some modeling. So there are tools available to farmers to actually inform the decisions that they're making, because it can be a difficult decision, especially because it's including their livelihood, as they're implementing these changes. And so if we can put into a model and look at, all right, if we implement cover crops across your land, here's the environmental benefit. And we'll look at, how, the nutrients that are coming off the land, the soil erosion that's happening. What is the benefit by implementing this practice? Or maybe we want to try a prairie strip, and we put a prairie strip in and we model that.
So
So we
you're
can
running different scenarios
different
to help make
scenarios.
these really key decisions about saving the watersheds. Heidi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
Heidi Peterson is Vice President of Agricultural Research and Conservation at Sand County Foundation. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.